good afternoon once again, everyone. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is Friday. It is Good Friday heading into the holiday weekend. Not a bad day out there here in central Wisconsin. We saw plenty of sunshine earlier, a few clouds as we got into the afternoon. But it looks like maybe one more dose of a little snow coming. And then maybe warmer temperatures to find out what to expect this holiday weekend and how much snow we can expect tonight. We're joined from weatherology.com by our meteorologist, Ray Miller. And Ray, again, hopefully this is maybe the last dose for a while of some snow this in the next day or so.
It looks that way. It's one of those forecasts where we have both snow and 70-degree temperatures in the short term. So a little bit of everything this time around. Partly sunny this afternoon. High temperatures in the low 40s with winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a mix of rain and snow, eventually changing over to all snow as temperatures fall below freezing. 1 to 3 inches across most of the area. We could see a few spots that pick up a little bit more than that. Temperatures fall back to around 29 degrees. Snow, rain, and freezing rain ending fairly quickly Saturday. Should be done by midday at the latest, with cloudy skies continuing and temperatures warming up a little further, high of 47 degrees. Sunday, partly sunny, will melt off any snow very quickly with a high temperature of 60 degrees. Monday, sunny, high of 64, and that long-promised 70-degree mark arrives on Tuesday. Lots of sun with a high of 70 into the mid-70s for Wednesday and Thursday with lots of sunshine. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
Fantastic. Number one, Easter Sunday looking very nice. And as you said, some 70s. Get out there, get the short sleeves out there, and welcome spring, right? Outstanding.
Yeah, some of us have the short sleeves out anyway, even with the snow. But, you know, that's just those weird things.
Thanks a lot, Ray. Have a great holiday weekend, and we'll catch you again on Monday.
I'll see you then. Take care.
And right now it is fair skies in Wausau. Not a bad afternoon at all here on this Good Friday. 44 degrees. Winds are variable at 7 miles per hour. Wind chill factor of 40. The dew point is 19 degrees. Relative humidity of 37. I'm still thinking about rain and short sleeves. Humidity 37%. Barometer 30.44 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Again, reminder, winter weather advisory will go into effect tonight at 9 p.m., go until 9 a.m. on Saturday. Again, that snow expected. The winter weather advisory in effect for here in Marathon County, also Portage County, Waupaca County, Menominee County, and Shawano counties, including the city of Wausau, Plover, Stevens Point, Shawano, Clintonville, and others. Snowy and slippery road conditions, especially on untreated or secondary roads, rapidly changing visibility over short distances. And again, the expectation is the snow will fall in a very narrow strip, and amounts will vary greatly across short distances. But again, according to the National Weather Service, the area most likely to be impacted is along the Highway 29 corridor, where we stand right here at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. So again, if you have any travel plans late this evening or early tomorrow morning, take a little extra time. Keep an eye on the weather. We update you with weatherology updates twice an hour, every hour here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. So the bottom line is slow down, use caution, and you can always get those latest road conditions by calling 511. But the good news is, again, holiday weekend, families will get together. Great to have an opportunity to, on Sunday, have the temperatures warm up, an Easter Sunday with a nice day with 60-degree temperatures. And as Ray said, boy, get into the 70s next week. We've been waiting a long time. I mean, it really has been a long winter. It's, you know, at times you just need to get out there. You need to feel the warmth on your skin. You need to feel the sunshine. And I got to say for myself, even yesterday when I went off and did the Wausau West baseball games at La Crosse Logan, it was cold. It was about 45 degrees at first pitch, but not a cloud in the sky. It was sunny. It was nippy because of the wind. But at the same time, it felt good to be outside. I've spent so much time indoors during the course of the winter, and I think a lot of folks are feeling that way. It'd be great to get an opportunity to, you know, hit a golf ball or play a little tennis or just take a nice long walk with a soft, warm breeze blowing. So again, really good news in that weather forecast, and looking forward to getting out and really enjoying it next week. And hopefully all the snow will finally go away. I was driving to work this morning and looking and saying, man, we're early April and there's still so much snow out there. But with these consistent warm temperatures coming, it looks as though we're finally going to be able to start to think spring and think summer and really get out there and enjoy some outdoor activities. Among those outdoor activities, of course, is baseball. We'll talk some Brewer baseball. We'll talk some Bucks basketball and a whole bunch more. Wisconsin sports. We do it every week with the championship coach of the Newman Catholic football team, Paul Micklick. We'll have Coach Micklick coming up next as we continue on this Friday. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. And welcome back. It is Friday, Good Friday, wrapping up another week. I was going to say a work week, but I know a lot of folks are not working today, but I am here working, and glad you could be with us here on the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And always good to be in the final hour of a work week, head into the weekend, and look ahead to some sports and talk some Wisconsin sports. And happy again to welcome the championship-winning coach from Newman Catholic High School, Paul Micklick. And I know that you, before we talk about the sports going on, you were down in Madison for the big Coaches Association thing last weekend. It looked like it was a good time. I saw some stuff on social media, all these football coaches getting together, and I know some college coaches were there. It looked like a pretty good weekend in Madison.
Yeah, anytime you can go down there and learn and the camaraderie and, you know, talking to different guys and in a different setting you know, it's a great time, and I got to spend a little time with you know, the West staff and Coach Grundy on Friday night and Saturday night, and terrific people, terrific, you know, just human beings and laughing and talking. And sometimes it doesn't have to be all football. It doesn't have to be, you know, that stuff is all about life. And so that's just one example of it. And got to see the Badgers practice and got to, so you put all that stuff together and it's a good weekend, and it's you know, as you get older, you appreciate those things more because those are the stuff that matters in the scheme of life of what people, you know, think of you and how they perceive you of what kind of person you are. You know, wins and losses, they come and go, but your reputation doesn't.
Yeah, congratulations to Coach Kevin Grundy. Had a chance to work with him here on WXCO for 10 years when coaching at Wausau West. Of course, he has coached at Newman and Wausau East as well. He inducted into the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame last weekend, and just a terrific accomplishment. And again, congratulations to Coach Grundy.
Trying to get him to get on here for you next year.
I tell you, you know, during those 10 years, I'm talking to him and I'm talking to you. And with Coach Grundy, I have to have 35 questions ready to go for every pregame interview. With you, I can get 3 questions and we'll have 12 minutes and we'll be all done. So I was able to learn.
I don't know. What is that? I don't know if I should take a compliment or he should take the compliment. I don't know. Or neither. Yeah. Maybe it's nothing.
You made it a lot easier on me. I'll say that much. And Coach Grundy made me work. I'll tell you that much as well.
Well, I can tell you that you get him on here and probably away from coaching with that. I think he can tell stories with the best of them.
I'm sure he can.
I don't think
he did. I mean, off the air, I got a lot more from him than I got on the air. You know,
you should have pushed play when he was.
Should have hit it exactly right. Real quickly, I mean, I know there's a, you know, you said you saw the Badgers spring practice. A lot of excitement with Wisconsin football with the new regime with Luke Fickell. Did you see anything that kind of stood out? Well, you had a chance. Obviously, it's you know, not going to totally deep, or you're not allowed to go in there and talk in the locker room. But from what you saw, what did you see? Did you feel additional confidence with Luke Fickell and the Wisconsin program?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they got better on the outside with the receivers with some guys and the quarterbacks. You know, the one thing that I thought stuck out. I mean, the tempo of practice was offensively was a little more up pace, and you know, we listened to both coordinators on Friday night before the practice, and you know, the defense seems like it's going to stay. Trestle looks like it's kind of status quo, so to speak. Not he's not going to go.
Don't fix what's not broken.
Correct, and I think that was his style, though. I don't think it's like he's coming in here and trying to fit a square into a circle. You know what I'm saying? I think they both had circles, so I don't think it's that big a difference. So why would you? Are you just going to make a change just to make a change? You know what I mean? So I think that's probably why there was even an option of those guys working together, is because I think they were on the same page on that. They would have been on the same page, but I see a lot of similarities with the fronts and things like that, what they were going to do. Offensively, obviously, he's very dynamic, the guy is, when he talks. You know, I mean, he's worrying about people out there scouting during a spring practice. I guess they do that stuff. But they're going to go up tempo and there's going to be, you know, the huddling stuff, I think, is going to be done for the days. He's trying to say that everything's going to be simple and everything's with hands, you know, now that days and the sidelines, they got all those boards and things like that.
Right.
And, you know, he's going to do all hand singles because he doesn't, you know, they only got, you know, if I think I heard four vertical about 75 times the other day and the counter. So it's four vertical and counter. I know they're going to be running those two plays, but there must be 1,000 plays off those two plays. But the tempo is good. The one guy that really, I mean, besides the receivers, really you can see their athleticism sticking out was, you know, that Evers kid from Oklahoma.
Right.
I'll tell you this right now. My guess is that they got the
Mordecai
to come in for 1 year,
right?
And Evers is going to be the guy. I mean, that guy is athletic. I mean, he's just a freak of nature of what he was doing out there. I mean, I'm not talking about during the large group, whatever the case might be. I'm talking about when he was staying afterwards and he's throwing there and he's catching balls one-handed. I was thinking to myself, this guy could be a receiver. I mean, this guy could be, and then he was rolling to the right, throwing it into the net, you know, across his body. You know what I'm saying? Like the guy, you could tell that that type of athleticism probably has not been there since, you know, or if only Russell Wilson. So it'll be fun to see how those guys develop.
And you talk about that. Now, I remember going to a Packer practice during training camp 1 year and watching the quarterbacks make it look so easy. I mean, I think people fail to realize how good the top-level guys are. I think there's a, you know, we sit back, we watch it, and boy, you should make that play. But you watch them do the basic things, make it look easy. And then when you think about what they're doing on a Saturday or a Sunday, it really is mind-blowing when you think about it. But I think everybody just doesn't realize it. Because if you just, and I think you when you're able to watch somebody in a situation maybe outside of practice, even I remember back last season at the end of practice and watching your quarterback play defensive, you can just tell guys that, within the game, it's a sort of natural.
Yep.
You're not, you know, the basic things, and then you can build on that. And I think that's maybe what you're seeing with Evers.
Yes, and it was, I mean, literally, he was taking 40-yard bombs. He was catching with one hand, tiptoeing the thing. I mean, it was crazy stuff. I mean, you could just see how athleticism and his size and his arm strength and, you know, the stuff that you can't teach.
Right. Make all the throws.
He's going to be able to make all the throws. But you definitely can see that there's going to be a pecking. The West Virginia guy is going to get the opportunity. He doesn't, when you're walking by, you're thinking, you know, this guy, he could be playing the punter kicker position. you know, when he walks by athleticism-wise.
He's talking about Mordecai?
No, the guy from SMU.
Yeah, he's SMU.
Yes, and there's another guy from West Virginia. And he's from Wisconsin. There's so many of them. That's what I'm saying is, like, I was the guy from last year, the young guy from Franklin, and he probably got more snaps than Evers. But I'm thinking to myself, and they talked about him the night before, and just how they talked about him, and they're saying he has the chance to maybe get the field. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking to myself, he's not going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, right, I'm getting right. at that because how is it going to work? I mean,
quarterback is not a rotating position.
No, the linemen they're talking, I mean, they want to go 8-9 linemen.
Right, you can rotate there.
They want to do that like per series. I'm thinking to myself, that's crazy, but you can do that at that, but you can't, you're not going to do that quarterback-wise.
Exactly. No, it'll be interesting when the Badgers get going in the fall. Real quickly, I guess we'll finish up this segment of continuing football. You said last week you thought maybe by this week Rodgers would be moved. It looks like there's a little game of chicken going on between the Packers and the Jets, isn't there? And I think for the Packers, it's a good thing. I mean, there's no reason the Packers have to
give in.
And I know that's the way you think as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, unless they get what they want, I don't understand. This does not trading him right now, unless you want the capital for the draft. But
But it's not worth giving, you know, getting 50% or 50 cents on the dollar just to have something for this draft. I'd rather have 100% of the dollar for next year's draft or for players or whatever it may be.
Correct. I mean, because they're going to have to pay the $9 million extra if they trade him. All right. So
that, right.
So they're paying the whatever they got to pay for his salary this year anyways. That's gone. It's over. So only thing, if they trade him right now, it's $9 million more right now. Mm-hmm. But if they go to the if they go to June 1st, then it changes it. I don't see how that Green Bay needs to be in a rush. I don't know, because I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if who they pick, if it's on the 42nd pick or maybe both of them. Who knows? Who are they going to really make the difference and make or break the difference of the Packers season this year? I don't think so.
That feels like there's a lot of holes on the offense that need to be filled. I mean, I think the expectations need to be tempered a little bit to start, depending on what you get in the draft. But I mean, there feels like there's still a few holes that need to be filled on the offensive side.
Defensive side? I mean, you got, because Gray's going to be, you know what I mean? He's going to be out for a while. I mean,
but I think more on the offense, because I do think when you're bringing in a new quarterback, when you have the receiving core still is, I think, pretty
weak. Tight end?
And tight end, yes. I mean, there's a lot of holes that right now you're wondering about. So I think temper those expectations at least. And again, don't put all the, you know, getting draft picks this year. I think this is I think we need to be patient and have a process. It's a reset when you decide you're going to change over. The Packers got fortunate again the first time around, but even then it took a year to get all the wheels rolling in the right direction. I think Packer fans are willing to be.
They will. I mean, they were 6-10 with Rodgers. They were 6-10 that year. I mean, that first year Rodgers did it, you know, and then they jumped pretty quick.
As long as you see the seeds of growth.
Yes.
You know, that's the thing. If you see Matt LaFleur's offense, oh, this is what Matt LaFleur's offense is. Boy, this is exciting. If you see Jordan Love, oh, man, this is what he's capable of. You're willing to take a mistake or two.
Well, and I think that's, you said the Matt LaFleur offense. I was thinking about that when you were talking, and that's perfect. Like, we're sitting here, if they go 6-11, that's probably what we think they're going to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe that's even high.
Frankly, the division's much tougher than it's been from top to bottom than it's been in a long time. I mean, with what the Bears are able to do now, because they have a top-notch receiver coming in, plus some high draft picks, it feels like they are going in the right direction. Detroit obviously played well coming down the stretch, and Minnesota should be decent.
They got most of their guys back. Right. I mean, so you're talking about three teams.
And that's
so
right just now, the division.
That's the division. So Green Bay, if you look at that, they're supposed to be last. I mean, I mean, right now, and I don't know what if they do something in the draft, if that's going to change anyways.
And the thing about it is they have not been incredibly active on free agency. That's one reason why it feels
they have
like
money. How can you be active when you have nothing?
But at the same time, I mean, you're losing guys. They're not adding it. So, again, you have to have, I think, perspective. And I think hopefully there's perspective not only within the building but outside the building as well.
Well, I tell you, that thing is, if they do go something like 10-7, then Matt LaFleur is going to look like a – because I'm telling you this right now, I still think
– because you get no credit up to this point. Now he'll get some credit.
Now he'll get some credit. But
he'll
get
more credit from being 10-7 than he was 13-3.
Correct. I would at least. Weren't you?
I absolutely.
I mean, that would show that it was the offense and not Rodgers. And I think that's the key thing here. And so it'll be exciting to see that, to be honest with you. As a coach, I would think that kind of takes some pressure off you.
Absolutely. Got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. More talking Wisconsin sports. We haven't got even into the Bucks yet or the Brewers, but we'll talk about that coming up here as we continue on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Chad Holmes with you on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, we are talking some Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklick. And last week when we were talking, the Milwaukee Brewers were losing to the Cubs on opening day. And on Saturday, it's 0-0-0 all the way to the eighth inning. And it's like, holy cow.
A quick They're down 1-0.
Yeah, and then they scored three in the eighth. And since then, they've been dominant. It's a quick reminder that this is not like if the Packers get off to a 0-1 start and then they're shut out into halftime in week two, everybody's going to be jumping off the tallest building in Wisconsin. Baseball is a long grind, and the Brewers, I mean, I tell you, the sweep the Mets, highest payroll in Major League Baseball, and after zero on Thursday and then zeros until the eighth inning on Saturday, 9 runs, 10 runs, 7 runs. What's your take on all that? I mean, it's pretty darn impressive 5-game win streak, isn't it?
Get your World Series tickets.
Right? Yeah, we go from one end to the other.
Yeah, get your World Series tickets. To set it up. We should be getting that. But and the other thing is Luis getting hurt opened a little door that first day, too, to getting some of those. And the center fielder during spring training getting hurt has opened the door for some of those guys, those young guys. You know, now they're playing with kids out there, you know, and they're playing there with the energy and they're making plays and they're doing things. And Mitchell, obviously, was one of them. And that Weimer, the kid came up on Saturday or Friday in between when Luis got hurt. Mm-hmm. And then you can kind of see, I mean, these guys do know what they're doing with the bat in their hand.
That said, there will be adjustments made and they'll have to make adjustments themselves. I mean, even last season, remember, they got off to such a good start. And things kind of went sideways after the All-Star break. But again, it's just one of those situations where you see the seeds. You see the seeds of some young guys coming in and performing well. You see the pitching. Again, the pitching is always, I think, it's still going to be the foundation for this team and for them to completely shut down that Mets offense
Wade
the first
Miley.
Few days.
Wade Miley.
Wade Miley is,
I love that guy.
He's got good stuff, too. I mean, he's always had good stuff. He's always says, it always felt like he was sort of in a bad situation. He's been, I think, when Baltimore was terrible, he was there. I think he was with Cincinnati at some point. I mean, he's been in not Last great year. Situations. And I think in a good situation, I mean, where he's not also asked to be a number one, number two, number three starter. I mean, he's a perfect guy at the back end of the rotation, isn't he?
But he did pitch against the Mets number one, I think.
I know, but he's put in a situation where he's not going to be said, hey, you know, it's a 3-game losing streak. We need you right now.
Yes, correct.
the traditional stopper. He's not.
I think that's a little over. It's a little different in baseball. Yeah, the number one through five.
Yeah.
A little bit. But I know what you're saying about that's getting closer to a big series.
You're not counting on when you're putting together your. You're looking at the pitcher and you say, well, we need X number of wins when he starts.
If he can go 12 and 8 and win.
And I don't even care about the record.
I'm saying overall. Correct. That's what I was going to get to. If he's even 12 and 8 and they win 17, 18 of his 29 starts or 30 starts. You know what I'm saying? Like that's and they're competitive in those games that they have a shot to win the game. Mm-hmm. So that's how you put a winning streak together. So that's where I'm looking at is that if you don't have a fourth or fifth guy, you're never going to put a winning streak together.
No.
You're never going to put a winning streak together, ever. I mean, and that's always been their problem. For him to say that he's their number five, that's a pretty good number five.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, really.
They are deep. I mean, you just look at these names. They've got guys that have proven they can do it at this level. You're not saying, well, he hasn't done it at this level. All these guys have done it at this level, and that's one of the exciting aspects where there's not – and often during the seasons, you know, we'll say, oh, you know, at this game you'll see who's starting. Oh, well, it's almost like on a Wednesday afternoon, you know, and then it's almost like they're on the plane already.
Yep.
You don't see that right now at least. And again, it's a long season. Pitchers seem to, you know, more and more issues with pitchers these days.
But their bullpen has been – even from day one, even that game, because I don't think they gave up a run after Burns went out.
No.
And I thought that was going to be a weak spot on that. I mean, it still could be. I mean, what are we, six games in? But, I mean, so let's not get too excited. But exactly. but I thought that was going to be, and they've gone a couple of those games where they've gone four innings, and they haven't given up a run. I mean, that's if you can get that, you're going to win games, right?
Yeah.
If you don't get no runs up, most of the time you're going to win those games.
And this weekend, I mean, I know it's so early, and again, no matter what happens, but you just like to beat St. Louis. You like to beat St. Louis whenever you play St. Louis because you know ultimately they're going to be there.
Yep.
I mean, they may be down early. I know they had not exactly a quick start right now, but even early, you want to beat St. Louis. You know, every game counts in the end. When you count, 95 wins at the end of the season, the ones you get in April, just as important as the ones in September, ultimately.
And if we're going to talk silly, I can talk silly today, too. You got to get this first one because you got Woodruff starting tonight. You're going to want to get that win tonight because Lauer, he did pitch pretty well after a slow start on Saturday. And then he did sell down and pitch three clean innings after that. But I think that you have to get tonight because I think it's going to be tough to get the next two. I don't think you're going to sit here and sweep St. Louis. No. I know Chad might think so. Everybody is roses.
Beat the Mets, Beat the Mets three in a row. Missed the big payroll there. So who knows? But 5-1 always looks good, no matter what. No matter what sport you're in.
Except for
your football team. So if you're 5-1, then you're having a bad year.
Winning is better than losing. Yeah. Funny guy over there.
I know. All right. Well, in the box, I tell you, again, when we talked last week, they had, it was the day that they played Boston that night, and they were terrible. But then, boy, Sunday, they played. Watching that game against the Sixers, I was nervous the whole time. Even when they were ahead, it felt like because they got ahead so quickly.
Yep.
There's so much time left, and Embiid is just an incredible player. But they played so well for four quarters, and then the game against Chicago the other night, where they were able to clinch the number one seed after Middleton left and Giannis wasn't playing, and then the Bulls started. I was certain they were going to lose like that Indiana game a few weeks ago.
Yep.
I was sure they were not going to win that game. And then the way that they were able to step up despite four or five of their main cogs being out of the game. Again, those two games, fantastic. And again, I think you give a lot of credit to the way they got it set up. Everybody's bought in. I think you got to give credit to the coach for having a good atmosphere around it. It just feels like a team that I think that I watch Boston and Philly, boy, they're going to be tough in the playoffs. But Milwaukee's in a position to be able, if things go well, to be able to win against either of those teams. But boy, it's going to be a war in the East in the playoffs.
Yep, and I agree with that. And obviously, I was listening to the game against the Celtics on the way down to Madison last week, and
beat down by 50 at home.
It's kept on as I'm getting there because when I got in and we were going down there and they're down 20, and I'm thinking to myself, well, we'll make a run here. And then when they got 30, down by 44, I was like, all right, I think music might be a little better option for the rest of the ride. Here, but that's because it does seem like they were not missing, and they were coming off sports athletics is whatever it is. Momentum is in the game, yeah. Not Like it's and just they played a bad game on Tuesday, Boston. The Bucks played the game the night before that they thought they need to win. Because they picked up a game then, basically, on Boston there and set themselves to do this. And it was a perfect storm, and it was bad. But I'll tell you this, Boston and Philly are going to be tough outs. And they can obviously have proved that they can win in Milwaukee. So that home court thing is not going to be the biggest thing in the world either. They're going to really have to play. But I just don't see it's going to be tough to beat the Bucks four out of seven games. That's all I got to say. I mean, and again, if they do, whoever does it, tip their hat to them. But I don't think it's going to be very difficult to have anybody do that because Denver really put a whooping on them too the week before that. Mm-hmm. So those are the teams. Those are three. Now a good thing is that's only two teams now because it landed how Philly and Boston have to play in that second round. So one of them is going to be bye-bye. And, be careful what you wish for because we don't want to be go looking down that road already.
I know.
But I think I would rather play Philly. I know Philly beat Boston the next night.
Boston, and that young coach impresses me, too. I mean, boy, I mean, that was a tough situation for him to come into, and just listening to him when they were talking to him on Thursday, you know. The guy is, you know, is very young, but, boy, he looks like he's really a calm presence, and he's got that team playing exceptionally well.
They know how to turn it on and off quite easily, obviously. I think after they blew Milwaukee out, they kind of figured they probably still wouldn't get that top seed, but they were going there trying to make a statement, and they made their statement. And I think that's what I saw that night, and that's why you're saying putting the pieces together. They know what to do with that. So hopefully Philly knocks them out.
Sometimes in those best of sevens where you have to play the first two games at home, that can be almost a diff, because it's hard to beat a good team twice in a row, even on your home court.
Correct.
I mean, I think there's more than a 50-50 chance against either Philly or Boston that ultimately they're going to go over on the road in a 1-1 series. I mean, it's, you know, home court is, because obviously as you get towards the end, you like to have it for game seven, but you're going to, I would be shocked if they don't have to win at least once and maybe even twice on the road in these series.
Oh, boy. Chad, now we're starting to apologize for being that we shouldn't have tried to get the number one seed. We should have got the number four seed.
Putting the pressure on early. So, no. Absolutely.
I mean, I agree, because didn't the Bucks, they beat Boston.
Yes, and that's what they did. You're exactly right.
And they almost
screwed. That whole series was about winning on the road.
Correct. I do not see happening
this time around.
That's just my gut feeling that's not going to happen this time around. It's going to be going to stay court.
And I liked on the other night against Chicago, your guy Wes Matthews even came up big.
I love when he does that. I love when he does the arrow. I love that arrow when he comes out. And we were doing it. I got my boys doing it every time he hits one of those, and we got that arrow coming out. Again, it's going to be pieces, but Allen's got to get healthy. I understand that he's not a key cog of that, but he's part of a cog. Oh,
they're all against the Philly or Boston. Everybody's going to be vital.
They got to hit the shots.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I mean, watching Chicago even, that's a team that's, what, ninth or tenth right now in the East, and they're hitting shots. I mean, again, talking about the quarterbacks, these guys at this level, I mean, Portis hitting the shots, Wes Matthews, these are guys that are, you know, coming off the bench. I mean, it's just amazing the skill level. You can't play a defense where you're going to give up three-pointers. I mean, you really have to. These guys are getting better and better and better. I'm only thinking, man, you're going to have to move that line back, because these guys are getting too good behind the line. And even what you call the mediocre teams are able to do that and kill you at times.
Correct. And that's where, the back in January, I think it was January 6th or something, when they played Charlotte, Bucks played.
They got killed.
I mean, and Charlotte was not good, and they literally got blown out because they were hitting their shots.
Yeah.
But that's one game, and that's why I'm going back to, over time, though, it's going to be hard to beat them 4 out of 7. I'm not saying it's not going to be possible. I'm just saying I do not think you're going to see them get, you know, 4-1 or even 4-2. I think it's going to be a 4-3 series if they lose.
And finally, we got a couple of minutes left. I wanted to bring up, because it's been a tough week for your Newman Catholic football community, and a friend of ours here on the program, the Ledecky family. We had Amanda Ledecky on the program a couple of months ago, and you had Damian on the team, and obviously just a tough week as Damian's father, Amanda's husband, passed away this week. And I know that Newman is doing something for them.
Yeah, there's the Friends of the Gridiron put together a little, it's called Give Butter, where they can donation to the family for cost and expenses here. Obviously now, during this time of you know, for funeral expenses and services and things like that. That stuff is unfortunately not cheap nowadays, and because of the situation and making sure that they get him back here to Wausau. Obviously, there's a lot of loopholes and things like that and costs that come to it. And she does so much for the community as a whole. That's not a Newman thing. That's Wausau. You know, she came and actually spoke to us about the community task force and what they do. And she actually just got she kind of went to the top spot the day before. Unfortunately, where her lady moved to a different position in there. So she's the head of the task force. physician, and she would tell the stories about how they would go and help with the homeless in Wausau and people like myself. I mean, sometimes we take it for granted of what the community is like. You know, everybody in this community is not built with money in their pockets and things like that. And there is a lot of need in this community that sometimes we're blinded to, that we don't see. And if it's not in our face, we don't think it exists, and it does. And she's and her task force are the people that go out there and do it. I know they feed them. I know my wife was with them, and they set meals up during the summer for them, and they do the whole different things. And she's doing that for the community, and I would think that as a human being, as a Christian, that the least we can do is to give something back to them and her family in this time of need. So it's a great family, and it's a great cause. If anybody does need it, you just go to on Facebook. Quite a few shares out there already, but for sure you can go to Friends of the Gridiron Facebook, and it's on that link, and you can donate to that cause.
And I will share it on my Facebook, and we'll share it on our Bull Falls Radio Facebook as well. So again, somebody that in a family that has helped others, it's time to give them a little help as well. You know, pay it back. And if we all as a community help each other, it goes a whole long way. So again, just feel for Amanda, feel for Damien, feel for the entire family to lose their patriarch. So again, anybody that can help in any way, it would be just a wonderful, wonderful way to show community and show the caring that would make our community even a better place.
And I'm proud to say there. I mean, I look at the site every time, and the people are opening up their hearts plenty, and it makes you get a good feeling about the community and what we live in. So thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we'll hope that the Brewers do beat the Cardinals this weekend. We'll hope the Bucks stay healthy for the playoffs, and we'll see if Aaron Rodgers is a Jet by the time we talk again next week.
and we get probably some better weather, right?
Yeah, next week we should be do it outside next week.
You're gonna have your t-shirt on next
there
week.
There you go. Paul Micklegg, again, thanks to Paul for joining us. We'll take a break, come back with one more segment. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes back with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. I have put on my Facebook page and the Bull Falls Radio Facebook page the Friends of the Gridiron link to help the Ledecky family after their loss this week. So again, if you're able to, just check out either the Bull Falls Radio Facebook page or the Chad Holmes Facebook page or the Friends of the Gridiron from New McCaffick Facebook page to get the link to be able to help, again, the Ledecky family in their time of need. The time is 3:54 here on this Friday afternoon, Good Friday. It is April the 7th of 2023. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Director Francis Ford Coppola. Many, many films. The Godfather films, Apocalypse Now, and many others. Francis Ford Coppola turning 84 years old today. John Oates, the Oates part of Hall & Oates, is 75 today. Movie star Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan turned 69 years old today. Actor Russell Crowe, A Beautiful Mind, Gladiator, many other movies as well, 59 years old today. philanthropist Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos, but boy, she has done incredible work on her own, and her donations have done so much good around the world. Mackenzie Scott turning 53 years old today. Former NFL running back Tiki Barber turning 48 years old today. Played for the New York Giants during his NFL career. And actor Kevin Alejandro from Lucifer and Southland is 47 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Taking a look at some famous events that occurred on this date in history. In 1795, France adopted the meter as the basic measure of length. On this date in 1827, John Walker, an English chemist, sold the first friction match. He had invented it in the previous year. On this date in 1860, Will Kellogg was born, of course, in Battle Creek, Michigan. Will's physician brother John developed cornflakes and other cereals to serve patients at his mental hospital, and Will founded the Kellogg Company to market the cereals. On this date in 1970, actor John Wayne received an Oscar for Best Actor for his role in True Grit. On this date in 2003, U.S. troops captured Baghdad. Saddam Hussein's regime fell 2 days later. On this date in 2016, the longest ever captured python found in Malaysia, 26 feet. And in 2021, a record-breaking price of $3.25 million was paid for a comic book as Action Comics number one, which introduced Superman for the first time, sold at auction. So those are a few of the famous events that occurred on this date in history, the 7th of April. Again, a reminder, there is a winter weather advisory that goes into effect at 9 p.m. this evening until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning for Marathon County, along with Portage County, Menominee, Shawnee, and Waupaca counties. Snow is expected. Total snow accumulations between 2 and 5 inches, with isolated amounts up to 6 to 8 inches possible. Ice accumulations around a light glaze possible as the snow ends. Again, the snow will fall in a very narrow strip. Therefore, amounts will vary greatly across short distances north and south. The area most likely to be impacted is, of course, right here in central Wisconsin, along the Highway 29 corridor. Thanks again to my guest today, 71st State Representative Katrina Shankland of Stevens Point, and also thanks to Paul Micklick as well. Have yourselves a terrific weekend. Have a wonderful Easter, and then I'll be back here on Monday from 2 until 4 for another edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. After CBS News, stick around from 4 until 6. It is the Friday edition of the Devil's Advocates. Join Mike Root and Dom as well, starting again at 4:06. Have a great weekend and keep it right here all weekend long. Central Wisconsin's news, sports, weather, talk station, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa.